All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you as usual. I'm in the borough of Queens, New York City. It is the 15th day of March, 2022. I do like to remind you, I write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com. We like to tout Chen Lin's work as well. ChenPicks.com is where you go to buy what is Chen buying, what is Chen selling. And Michael Oliver, who's with us today, it's OliverMSA.com for his excellent Momentum and Structural Analysis newsletter. And we do want to thank all of you for sending, for listening to the show, and we encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about this show, positive, negative, or whatever, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. We do need and want to thank our sponsors making this show economically viable: Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Eloro Resources, Hannon Metals, Firefox Gold, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining are this week's sponsors. I've titled today's show, Turning Problems into Profits, with Kevin Duffy. Kevin Duffy, Dr. Quentin Henning, and Michael Oliver are this week's guests. During the 2008-2009 financial crisis, Kevin Duffy's Baring Asset Management Fund registered triple-digit gains while most everyone else saw their 401k accounts turn into 201k accounts. By exercising healthy skepticism and mainstream propaganda, mainstream propaganda and studying history, Kevin has demonstrated how by recognizing past patterns of human and institutional behavior and by sticking to the merits of long-term value, you may be able to avoid large-scale losses suffered by investors during these difficult times. Now, given the increasingly tumultuous markets during the first quarter of this year and seemingly continuing on the way it looks, we want to see what Kevin has to say and how he is turning hard times into good times. He certainly has done well from what we can see so far this year. So I'm looking forward to Kevin's second half of today's show. Dr. Henning will be with me right after our first commercial break to talk about Eloro's Isca project that's in Bolivia, turning into a very large-scale bulk mineable silver tin deposit. Really one that, well, Quentin suggests it may be the largest tin discovery in a generation, and there is a substantial shortage of tin, from my understanding, on the world's market now, so it could come. This is coming at a very good time, I would suggest. So we'll hear from Dr. Henning right after our first commercial break, but right now I'm really happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with us again, and thank you so much for joining us again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
It's always good to have you. You know, I noticed something that Lance Roberts, he recently pointed out, that when the Fed tightens into a rising commodity market and slowing economy, and when stock, that generally, when those conditions are met, and when, you know, the economy is slowing, you get rising commodity prices, and you tighten, that you can expect a decline in the equity markets of between 30 and 50%. Do you see that as a possibility in the cards, or not in the cards, based on your work, on your momentum and structural work?
Well, oh, absolutely. We've been pounding the table. The action, well, first off, the stock market, basically S&P, NASDAQ, made their highs in December, and they suffered a more significant drop in NASDAQ 100. That's a leadership sector with Microsoft, Amazon, and Apple, and so forth, heavily weighted symbols. And the S&P also turned down. By our metrics, using annual momentum, which is to say long-term trend measurement. NASDAQ broke in January. The February action broke S&P. We're now major negative long-term on both indices, on meaning the market, the U.S. market. We also analyze Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft because they're the three leading stocks in terms of weighting within those indices, a huge double percent weighting within both indices. So they have helped cause the upside in those indices and now the downside. And they have broken annual momentum as well. So we are major bearish. That doesn't mean you can't have sharp rallies, but don't blame the situation on what you see in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a dozen-year bull market in the stock market, bigger than any in the history of the United States, powered by monetary policy, interest rates effectively at zero for since 2009. It had a little hump up to 2.5% federal funds rate and then back down near zero. And maybe they'll raise it a quarter point tomorrow, probably will. But basically, you've had rates off the page on the downside, and you've had money flow incredibly. Normally, you double the money supply, M2, every decade, roughly, since 1959, in fact. It's been a constant. However, in the last 2 years, it's gone up well over 40% in just 2 years. So we're now in accelerated monetary growth. If the Fed wants to try to put its foot on the brake for psychological reasons, and because a lot of economists are saying you should do it, they're going to help precipitate a global recession, which is already going to happen anyway. And once those metrics start to show up in their silly indicators, like you know, some unemployment number or retail sales drop or something that they didn't expect, then they'll be able to claim, oh, gosh, we have to be cautious here in terms of future rate rises. And I wouldn't be surprised the word caution is somewhere in the notes tomorrow when they raise rates a quarter of a point that they have to be cautious about future rate rises. Anyway, high commodity prices are here to stay. Oh, you're going to have sharp sell-offs. Like oil hit 130, next thing you know, you're in the mid-90s, okay? Well, that was excessive for the time being. But you're not taking oil back down to 40 bucks. You're going to keep it at a new high level now. Same is true with wheat, corn, soybeans, sugar, copper, etc. They've come up out of the hole in terms of annual momentum in late 2020. Gold had already had its doubling prior to that. But then the commodities woke up late 2020. So a year and a quarter ago, we put out a report saying expect a commodity explosion. We use the word explosion, which is kind of table pounding. But it turned out that's what we have. But we're at levels in certain markets that you can expect to see sharp sell-off, so it's not a place to be saying, gee, I'm going to get long oil freshly. Those points passed, you know, a good while ago. There are some markets that look like there's a lot more to come, and in particular gold and silver. And if we're correct on the high commodity prices basically staying at high levels, forget the fact that there's short-term sell-offs here and there, but basically at a new range, let's call it, globally, and probably even higher because we've got crop problems coming up this next year, we know, with fertilizer problems and therefore yields on crops and so forth. But that's going to cause recessionary impact globally. China ain't looking too good right now. Europe's not looking too good right now. And we can, a lot of people in the U.S. think, well, I think Cramer the other day said something on CNBC about, well, our economy's in good shape. Well, he's looking at certain metrics that are lagged, you know. They're yesterday's metrics. When this wave effect hits the commodity price level in general, which, by the way, started well before Russia ever got around Ukraine, so don't blame it on that. You know, this upturn in commodities came a year and a quarter ago. We're going to go into a recession, and then the central banks are going to be in panic mode because what do? They can't really lower rates. They're effectively at zero. If they try to raise rates, they're going to cause their bubble to break even more. So it's going to be an interesting predicament to watch the central banks go into a swirly. And all I can say is enjoy it. Be on the right side of the markets. I think the right side right now, the best place to be is in the gold and silver area. And sit back and be cautious.
Yeah. So you mentioned before we went on the air that The gold shares are doing quite well, but a lot of people are in a tizzy because we've seen a couple of down days here.
And, yeah, we've had a sharp drop here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I just looked at a GDX chart. Forget momentum. Momentum is positive. It's been positive for several weeks back. Silver, which had been a laggard to gold and broke out about 4 weeks ago. GDX, same thing. But look at a GDX weekly price chart, and you'll see it made a low back in the last week of January, I think it was. It's down around 28.5, okay? Since then, there have been 6 weeks of weekly bars that are higher highs each week, higher lows, 6 weeks in a row, and you've gained 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with that market finally taking out a prior week's low?
Yeah.
it's time for a take a breath, okay?
Yeah.
And right now, you're back above that prior week's low, which was 36.5 last week. You're trading over 37 right now. So these kind of pullbacks you're going to get, expect them, but they're now occurring at higher levels than the 1700s in gold or the 1800s in gold, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be a violent trend, but I think gold is now at the forefront of the what you might call the alternative place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I've asked you, just with about a minute left here, I know I've asked you maybe the last time you were on about uranium, there does seem to be some sense that uranium is starting a real bull market now, and I did hear that most of the excessive amount of uranium has now been taken off the market, such that the power companies have to go out now and start to go long, have to mm-hmm. engage in long term contracts, and that's something new. It looks like it could be, you know, from a fundamental point of view, looks like it could be very bullish for uranium, but what are your charts telling you?
Well, we got very bullish in 2018 at levels that are, you know, way, way, way below here. And we have not changed our view, and that's based on annual momentum again, a very long-term
uh-huh.
metric.
Right.
And we went into congestion zone in uranium for the last 6 months where you went up, down, up, down, up, down, but at a high level
uh-huh.
in relation to prior years. We've broken out of that and exploded now up into the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And that congestion zone was either side of 50, 48, mm-hmm. 50, 40, mid-40s
uh-huh.
to 50.
Uh-huh.
So it's exploded up out of here and resumed its trend. So don't just look at oil, which to
yeah.
some extent has led the energy sector to the upside and gotten, you know, probably somewhat excessive for a while. But look at things like uranium and look at natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
Natural gas has had a nice up move from in the $1 range on up to 6.5 and now congesting either side of 5. But it's still not very high priced historically, and we still think that the natural gas has a very sharp another leg to occur at minimum. It may take it up even to double digit price levels. So don't just look at oil; it's not the only energy source. You're right; uranium is critical, and it's starting to explode again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
okay. Okay, Michael, thank you very much and for your help again. It's always great to have you with us. We'll look to do it again, hopefully, in a couple of weeks
okay.
from now.
All
thank the best.
You, Jay.
All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break. Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me to talk about El Oro. Boy, they are onto a really exciting large-scale project that I think you're going to want to know more about for sure. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.